Hello and welcome to episode 13 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about how gluten can cause depression, adrenal dysfunction and chronic fatigue, a handy hospital checklist, our celiac historical timeline, and the benefits of a new sweetener for you, agave nectar. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Remember, we'd like to hear your input for this program, so please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and May 31st, 2009, use the word podcast in all small letters and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the word podcast in all small letters. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. How gluten causes depression. Patients are routinely told by doctors that their depression is a chemical imbalance they are genetically prone to, and that the only treatment is powerful drugs with harmful and even fatal side effects. Doctors often neglect to search for the root cause of depression, which is probably, as we have often seen on celiac.com, due to gluten sensitivity. But how can gluten cause depression? Wheat gluten contains a special protein called gliadin, which can be mistaken by the body in susceptible individuals. In a process called cellular mimicry, the bad wheat proteins are taken up by the body as food for nerve and brain cells, but they instead irritate the tissue. Inflammation, even tiny areas in the nervous system and brain, can cause anxiety and depression. Gluten also interferes with absorption of the amino acid tryptophan, which regulates feelings of well-being and relaxation. Malabsorption of tryptophan can result, also, in anxiety or depression. Too often, doctors will try to treat a patient by isolating the symptoms and neglecting the root cause of the ailment. With depression, the straight chemical cure can be excessively harmful when a change of diet, instead, could work wonders. Adrenal dysfunction and chronic fatigue. The adrenal glands perform an important function in the body. They maintain and regulate inflammation, blood sugar level, nervous response, and homeostasis, or the steady state of balance in the body. Accidental exposure to gluten in a sensitive individual causes a strain on the adrenals, causing a jump in cortisol to fight off the perceived invasion, just like any other immune response. And if celiac is left untreated, the adrenals are overworked, fighting off what is mistaken for regular foreign invasions, and with each experience, takes longer for the adrenals to recover. When stresses like this are prolonged, the high cortisol levels must be maintained by the body. If there is no significant recovery period between gluten exposures, adrenal fatigue is the result, and the condition known as autoimmune adrenal hypofunction, or autoimmune hypoadrenalism, could very well be related to the cycle of heavy exposure to gluten and poor recovery. And now some popular topics from celiac.com. Hospital checklist. If you have to be checked into the hospital, the worst thing that can happen is to be contaminated with gluten during your stay, making a bad situation a whole lot worse. The Gluten Intolerance Group, or GIG, is distributing a hospital checklist to ensure a successful gluten-free visit. Here are a few helpful tips from that list. First, if you're able, ask for an allergy alert wristband indicating that you're celiac. In addition, consider requesting an alert for your chart, your bed, and your door. have them print the following words in boldface: celiac disease, all foods and medications must be verified gluten-free. Next, find out if it's possible to bring food and medicines you know to be gluten-free. If permitted, clearly label all your containers with your full name, your date, and the room number. If your visit is unplanned, arrange to speak with the hospital's registered dietitian as soon as you can. If you are unable, then make sure your family or caregiver knows to contact them. The diet technicians or meal assistants might not be aware of gluten intolerance, so arrange to meet directly with the hospital dietitian. Find out how foods are prepared in the kitchen and agree upon some meal plans together. Celiac historical timeline. Millions of people suffer from celiac disease, a potentially deadly condition that may have very few or subtle symptoms. The last decade has seen an explosion in celiac understanding and awareness, and in higher standards and availability of packaged gluten-free foods. To help appreciate the dramatic developments in recent celiac history, celiac.com has put together a list of historical landmarks and posted it on our website. The timeline shows that it has taken centuries just to recognize and diagnose celiac disease, with great strides made over the past 50 years. And the most significant developments have taken place only within the past 10 years. Agave nectar. Agave nectar is an ingredient used a lot more recently in packaged foods for vegans as well as celiacs or the health conscious. Because vegans want to avoid animal products, including honey, and celiacs often have to monitor their blood sugar as well as gluten-free purity, agave nectar has proven to be the best and most easily accessible sweetener that can stand in for regular sugar in just about any recipe. Agave nectar is a natural syrup sweetener that acts and tastes just like sugar, but has a very low glycemic index, so all the sweet you need in a cookie is still there, but you won't have the disastrous sugar ups and downs. The agave plant is a tall, spiky succulent with many leaves that grows in the desert between United States and Mexico. Its pith, or the meat of the plant, contains a very sugary water. In fact, the agave is the plant they use to make tequila and mezcal with. Traditionally, they open the core of the agave with a machete and light a fire in it, which distresses the plant fibers and sugars. The charred core of the plant is broken down into a mash and then left to ferment. The worm, or caterpillar, sometimes found in the bottle of mezcal, used to slip in by accident, but it has since become tradition. The worm, or gusano, lives on the plant to sip the plant's sweet juice. The agave syrup can be substituted for sugar in just about any recipe. Use 1/3 cup for every 1 cup of sugar called for. The quantity of liquid in the original recipe must be reduced to account for the moisture added by the syrup. Some chefs also reduce the oven temperature by 25 degrees Fahrenheit due to the extra moisture. Finally, agave syrup is a very effective sweetener for cold beverages like iced tea because, unlike sugar or honey, it dissolves so well in cold liquids. And that's all for this episode of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. Again, we'd like to hear your input. Please write comments about what you thought of the program and what you'd like to hear covered in future programs. In addition, you'll find links to all the original articles on our blog site. So, from Celiac.com, thank you for listening.